My name's Emmett McIntyre, and I'm a sophomore.
My name is Katie Porter, and I am a junior.
I'm Chelsea Stevenson, and I'm a sophomore here at St. Mary's.
My name is Seth Thomas, and I am a freshman.
My name is Annalisa Keom.
My name is Keila Murphy. I am a senior.
My name is Patricia Cruz, and I'm a senior.
My name is Leland Placetta. I'm a first-year student here.
My name is Michael Loggi. I'm a sophomore here at St. Mary's.
My name is Sharon Sabota. I'm the director of the Women's Resource Center at St. Mary's College. I've made it harder to know that you know that somehow we'll keep moving on. There's so many wars we fought. There's so many things we're not. But with what we have, I promise you that we're marching on, we're marching on, we're marching on. This is our ninth production of the Vagina Monologues at St. Mary's College of California. We've asked ourselves along the way, like, how many times should we do this production? When have we done it too many times? And what keeps happening is that students have identified this as the most transformational program that's available for them. People who attend say that they connect. It gives them an opportunity to talk about relationship issues. People who participate get to talk about relationship issues, interpersonal issues, bodies, things that we often don't talk about. And we have taken the word vagina, a very taboo word, it's integrated into all the monologues, which then gives people the vocabulary to talk about things like abuse. And so I think that's really important and really empowering.
I've known V-Day for a long time, but I mean, like, I know the idea of V-Day, but for me it means embracing your sexual parts, embracing your identity, embracing who you are as a person, as a woman, or even as a man. And I think that that's what V-Day ultimately represents.
I identify as male, but I have a vagina, so it's been really tough for me trying to identify with the female side that I'm trying not to identify with. So I've learned to create characters for some of the monologues that I can express that, act that, but I don't have to be it.
When you see yourself and you see others and you see yourself in others, you have almost this, it's a fuller reflection of yourself. And it's almost like filling out all the edges of a container. You're there, you're definitely there in the body, definitely in your skin, but you don't necessarily fill up that space because you're not comfortable with who you are. There are some pockets that you would rather cut out or get rid of, but you fill them and you love them.
At first, I didn't know much about V-Day. Once I started to get some background, it definitely started to mean something. I feel like it means helping with change and just awareness overall in society and especially the St. Mary's community.
I got involved with V-Day because the first time I saw it 2 years ago, it made me proud to be a woman. It boosted my self-esteem and it made me aware of a part of my body, my vagina, that I didn't think it was possible to be aware of. And I want other women and other people to have that same feeling. We'll keep moving on. There's so many wars we fought. There's so many things we're not. But with what we have, I promise you that we're marching on. We're marching on.
V-Day means to me a day of free expression.
This could go on for a while, but I learned not to judge as much. I've been more open and understanding to people. I mean, not that I hate anyone, it's just to be more open, respectful about things.
It's been really intense. It's a lot of opening yourself up and totally taking on the role and stepping out of your comfort zone and acting. And it's been really, really emotional because it's really powerful stories, but it's also been a really nice learning experience and being able to accept myself and take back the words and, you know, empower women.
and women-identified people.
Being able to be a part of the production, being able to perform. I can be a dramatic person when I want to be, but I'm not usually allowed to be dramatic. And being able to perform and about something that's so passionate and so wonderful and also sometimes so horrible is in its own way extremely satisfying to me.
The atmosphere is pretty awesome because everybody's so comfortable with each other and they're really dedicated to what they're doing.